The meeting of the January 4th, 2018, Civil Service Board is called to order. Coordinator Wendy Hobson noted there will be a study session on various topics immediately following this meeting. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So.
It's been moved by Dan. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next order of business, communication for information. Ms. Hobson.
Thank you. First item is the appeal hearing in the matter of Gabriel Hernandez is confirmed for February 1st. Secondly, just a reminder that City Manager Elizabeth Pauley will be joining us for the study session this evening. And the third item is a letter to the board dated December 7th, 2017 from Tulane Seville regarding his candidacy for Tacoma Police Officer entry level.
Thank you. Actions on matters still pending, new business?
None this evening.
Considerations of matters set for public hearing?
None this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator report?
None this evening.
Human Resource Director reports and requests. Welcome back. I hope you're feeling better.
I am. Thank you. And thanks to Rodney for filling in for me. Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to share what's been going on in the last couple months. I'm reporting tonight on three list extensions and two list abolishments that were approved by Director of Human Resources Gary Buchanan. The details are in your packet. The first is a list extension for the Water Service Supervisor. It's a three-month extension. There were 14 on the original list, four of which were City of Tacoma residents. No one was hired from the list, so there's still 14 people on the list. The list is important because it's used to determine eligibility for temporary upgrades per the collective bargaining agreement. The HR director also approved another list extension for a water plant maintenance worker. He approved a one-year extension. There were 12 on the original list. Seven were City of Tacoma residents. And there's still 12 on that list, and it's used for the same purpose of temporary upgrades. The HR director also approved a list extension for a painter crew leader. It's a one-year extension. There are two on the original list. One was a City of Tacoma resident, and one was hired, and one is currently on the list. Again, another list used for temporary upgrades. List abolishment for the building inspector was also approved. There were 14 on the original list. Four were City of Tacoma residents. Two were hired from the list. There are six people currently on the list, but the hiring managers determined that they do not meet the specific requirements for the position. So,
Sexton.
So, I have a question or two about the building inspectors for the city.
Sure.
Does the city employ electrical inspectors and plumbing inspectors and building inspectors, or just building inspectors?
That is a good question. I'd have to get back to you on that. I have not seen the other two come across in the short time that I've been here.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Okay, and then finally, the HR director also approved a list abolishment for assistant construction inspector. There were seven on the original list. Five were City of Tacoma residents. The one person hired from the list is a City of Tacoma resident. And there are three people currently on the list who've been interviewed, and the hiring managers have determined that they do not meet the specific skill set required for the position.
I'm sorry, can you run that?
Sure.
Could you turn your mic on, please? Board Member Sexton.
I'm sorry. Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Yes.
That last part got me all confused.
Okay. So, basically, the remaining three candidates on the list were interviewed, and the hiring managers determined that they did not meet the specific skill sets required for the position.
All right, thank you.
Sure. I inadvertently skipped over the follow-up on journey-level positions. You'll see in the packet memo from me following up on your last question regarding the journey-level positions. And
if I may, I never was asking about, you know, what is a journey level position? I was asking about the journey level HVAC mechanic. My inquiry was really, you have some information here about the Class 3 operating engineering certification and universal EPA certification. In my experience, a journey level HVAC mechanic would have a specialty electrical license. So that's what I was asking about, okay. And the training needed to get that, we're hiring journey level people with, 1 year experience. And, that's why I was curious about, what are we calling a journey level HVAC mechanic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've addressed everything but that.
Well, I think that the trying to be as responsive as I could to your question, the original question was whether or not they had to have a license, and that answer is no. And what the department is telling us is that they would like them to have.
So in the state of Washington, there's, as far as license and certifications go, to my knowledge, there's only one license for a professional occupation, being the electrical license. And, for HVAC, it would be, there's a specialty electrical license for that field. And, my questions were, pertaining to that. I guess, I thought it was obvious what I was talking about, but I guess, I needed to be more clear because, for however many times this has come back, it's always addressed everything but an electrical license. The information here has nothing to do with any license of any kind.
Okay.
None of the information that we've had anything to do with any license of any kind.
Okay. Well, the answer then would be no.
So the answer we're going to get is no.
Right.
I see that there's, a lack of understanding somewhere. I don't know if it's my own or whose it is or what, but not getting very far with this.
Is there anything I can do to further answer your question?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure that there's, maybe we could locate the person that I need to talk to.
Okay.
And I'd like to follow up that way.
Thank you, Board Member Sexton.
Okay. Finally, we have two requests for waivers of competitive examination for your consideration. The first one is for Drew Randolph in Environmental Services. Audrey Hornbuckle will join me up here to present this request.
Good evening. I'm Audrey Hornbuckle, Human Resources Analyst for the City of Tacoma, and I'm here on behalf of the Environmental Services Department to request a waiver of competitive examination per our Municipal Code 1.24570 to place Andrew Randolph into the permanent position of Construction Manager. I also have with me tonight Mr. Randolph, as well as Eric Johnson from the Environmental Services Department to speak to you about his specific qualifications for this job. The City of Tacoma does not have a current eligible list for this position. I looked in NeoGov to see when the last time was that we conducted a recruitment for this, and there isn't one. So since we've had NeoGov since, I think, 2008, we have not conducted an open recruitment for this position. So we haven't filled the position in quite a long time. Mr. Randolph does have 13 years of experience doing this type of work with the City of Tacoma. He has a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration, and he's recently achieved certification as an associate design build professional. He does meet the qualifications for this position with his years of experience, his education, and his certification. In addition, he has been with the city for quite a long period of time, 13 years, and he has recently been working on very high-level complex projects, one of which is the Jefferson and Hood Street Surface Water Interceptor Project. This project requires construction of a 60-inch diameter underground pipe from the Tacoma Brewery District all the way through the heart of downtown, terminating at the Foss Waterway near the 11th Street Bridge. In order for a person to be designated as a project manager for a project of this scope, construction managers will have to have an advanced level of construction management knowledge associated with this type of capital projects. And Mr. Randolph has shown himself over his years with the city to absolutely have all of the qualifications needed for this position. I would like now to please introduce Mr. Johnson from the Environmental Services Department to speak to Mr. Randolph's qualifications.
Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Just anyone?
Or maybe it's just on.
Just go ahead and speak.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Eric Johnson with Environmental Services. I really appreciate having the opportunity here to speak on behalf of Drew Randolph's experience and time with the city. As Audrey shared with you, Drew has been with the city for 13 years and has had an exemplary period of time with us. He has really proven himself, and I've witnessed that firsthand for the past 10 years or so. As the manager of our capital delivery group with Environmental Services, I've seen his performance on basically starting out on more basic projects and then slowly progressing, especially over the past 3 or 4 years, to being a real go-to construction manager on our larger projects. In Environmental Services, we do about $30 million worth of capital delivery projects a year. I would say about half of those are fairly plain Jane projects. The other half of them have definitely a high level of complexity. At our treatment plants, at our pump stations, we're talking the highest level of instrumentation and electrical and mechanical and HVAC type work. And for those kinds of projects, we really have to have, it's imperative that we have a construction manager that is able to deal with the sophisticated contractors that we work with to actually deliver that kind of work. And Drew has proven himself, like I mentioned, especially over the past few years, as being our go. He has become our go-to person. The most recent example of that project is what Audrey mentioned. It's about a $15 million. It's going to be our highest level of complexity project going on over the next couple of years. And Drew has already been selected to be the construction manager on that project. So he definitely has proven himself over the years. We're all very happy with the work that he's doing. I'd like to have the opportunity to have Drew come up and say a few couple words. Oh, okay. That's everything, unless you have questions.
No questions. Thank you, Dan.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Drew Randolph, construction manager.
Do I hear a second? Second, Mr. Hansen.
Second.
All those in favor of the appointment, request for waiver of competitive examination, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Now, if Mr. Randolph would like to come up and say a few words, we'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Is it on? I just like to say.
Board members, turn your mics off, please, Dan.
I'd just like to say thank you for your consideration. It means a great deal to me. I appreciate the opportunity to continue to grow here at the city. So it's very exciting and been very rewarding. So I'm just very appreciative of your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve. It was an excellent report, and thank you for the letter of support from the local labor organization as well. Thank you.
Okay, the second is for William Eisinger from the Systems Power Dispatcher Candidate Training Program. Rodney Croston will be presenting this request.
It'll be much harder on
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department, and I'm here with Cheryl Brown from the Tacoma Power Transmission and Distribution section. We're here to request a waiver of competitive exam to permanently appoint William Bill Eisinger into the Systems Power Dispatcher classification effective October 27th, 2017, which is the date that he completed the Systems Power Dispatcher Candidate Training Program. This request is a little different than the one you heard previously. We have open competitive examinations to get into the apprenticeship. So Mr. Eisinger did compete. He was certified from an eligible list and has since completed the 4,032 minimum hours to complete the training program. That training program is a jointly sponsored between Tacoma Power T&D and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 483. And Colin Ritchie is here if you have questions about that program or about Mr. Eisinger's qualifications.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I hope I didn't cut anyone off who had a question. I have no questions. I wanted to compliment you both on the excellent report. I've complimented Rodney. I've complimented you when you've had a two-page report before. This one here, I think, was more pages than I would like to count. And excellent report, great detail. I really appreciate that. And Madam Chair, if I haven't spoken on the motion, I would like to make one.
This would be a very good time.
Good time to do that, yeah. Madam Chair. I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for William Bill Eisinger.
Do I hear a second?
System Power Dispatcher.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any other discussion? Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? If Mr. Eisinger is in the audience, would you please come up and say a few words?
I wasn't aware I was going to have to say anything, so I wasn't ready. But thank you very much for mostly pronouncing my name right, Elso. Eisinger. Yes. I've heard much worse. People have put L's in it, extra N's. So I appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and thank you for approving it.
Thank you for your continued work. Thank you. Are you done with us? Okay. Is there anything that you wish to add?
That concludes my report.
Are there any comments by the public? Any comments by board members? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair.
Second. We are out of here. Thank you. Thank you.